Title: Protective Packaging. The EU's Economic Security Package changes the landscape in global technology controls. Content: The EU plans to step up controls on its homegrown technology. That is the short version. The longer version is a pretty dry recitation of the proposed legislation and white papers that were published last week is the European Economic Security Package, ESP. We provide that really dry, sorry, summary below, but hit the highlights and interesting points here at the start. Because, in this blog, as in life, we're here for a good time, not a long time. The five, real fast. The new ESP comprises plans for the EU to undertake the following. 1. Foreign direct investment screening. Patrolling the entire perimeter, the ESP proposes to implement a regulation to make inbound investment screening in the EU stronger and more consistent across the member states. We concede that this is an important and likely necessary undertaking. In fact, we wrote another, one, article on the measures here. However, it will mean that we'll need to publish a second edition of our Foreign Direct Investment Controls, A Global Perspective. Sigh. 2. Outbound Investment Screening. Whoa, wait, what? That is a huge step. Not every EU member state has a viable inbound FDI screening program, and we are now going to put together controls on outbound investment? That is, without wanting to editorialize in these pages, a lot. Okay, well, in fact, it appears the EU will focus mostly on information collection in the early going, which makes sense. That is more or less how the United States is approaching its reverse CFIUS program. It is likely that both regimes begin with measuring what it is they plan to manage because it would be a bit difficult to regulate outbound investment without a reliable survey of what comprises that investment and where that investment is headed. 3. Export control enhancement and coordination. Closing up the gaps. The main multilateral arrangement for promulgating uniform export controls across the EU is the Wassenaar arrangement. The membership of that arrangement includes Russia. In light of the sentences above, our keen readers will likely have deduced that there have been what the ESP delicately refers to as blockages in updating EU export controls through the Wassenaar arrangement. The ESP proposes way that the EU might enhance and coordinate export controls to work around or through those blockages to create a uniform control across the EU. The coordination is critical because, broadly, dual-use goods are not controlled for export between and among EU member states. Therefore, if export controls in one member state are significantly lower than those in other member states, a country of concern, say, Russia, could forum shop its way to obtaining items through the low-control member state, even if those items originated in a member state that prohibits exporting the items to Russia. For research and development support, having it both ways as it stands, EU research funding limits projects to only either their potential commercial or defense applications. Why not both, you might ask? Well, the EU is asking just that. 5. Enhancing research technology controls, deemed exports in Europe. This one is our dark horse candidate for being the most interesting in the end. Language in the white paper suggests enhancements, or the consideration of enhancements, of controls that would prevent countries of concern from obtaining critical emerging dual-use technology from research centers and universities, with a particular focus on intangible technology transfers. One of the things that has always blown our collective mind, practicing in US and EU trade regulation, is that the EU does not have a deemed export rule. Generally, if you have a foreign national in an EU country, it is not considered an export to disclose dual-use technology to that person, I know, right? Reading the tea leaves in this section of the ESP, it appears that position may be reconsidered. The longer, but still summary, version below, we provide our more complete summary of 4 of the 5 ESP initiatives touched on above. On January 24, 2024, the European Commission published a comprehensive trade, investment, and research package as part of the European Economic Security Strategy launched in June 2023. This publication, known as the European Economic Security Package, ESP, consists of 5 legislative initiatives and 2.